This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today starts with some more tepid economic news. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits ticked up slightly last week to 366,000. Home construction slowed last month, but building permits rose to their highest level in 4 years. And Walmart reported same-store sales rose 2% last quarter, but said it's seeing some signs that the consumer remains cash-strapped. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Mesirow Financial, and she joins us now to cut through all this, as she does every Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Diane, I mean, no real game changers economically in what I just laid out there. Is this a good time for economists like you to just hit the snooze button?
Oh, I wish it was. I would love to hit the snooze button at this stage of the game, but I'm afraid the mixed economic data we are seeing is sort of upping the debate on what happens next rather than tempering it.
Well, what happens next? I mean, are we going to be able to get through the presidential election before there are any really big decisions to be made?
No. There are a lot of big decisions to be made. One will be, of course, at the September meeting of the Federal Reserve, whether or not they decide to engage in another round of quantitative easing and big, large-scale asset purchases. That debate will be quite heated. We've already seen people on both sides of the aisle within the Fed, not political aisle, it's a debate aisle there, trying to debate it out and hash out what they should do next. But we also have the fiscal cliff. The fiscal cliff is already having an impact on the economy. Walmart noting that they're seeing cash-strapped consumers. We're also seeing many large companies saying they're hesitating on their investment plans and hiring because they don't know what's going to happen because of the fiscal cliff because they haven't decided on it. And that's a lot of things happening just before the elections alone in the next several weeks.
But, of course, Europe seems to have calmed down a little bit over the last month or so.
Everything's relative, isn't it? Yes, Europe's calmed down because they sort of wink and a nod and a handshake and said, we'll give you some proposals starting in the first 2 weeks of September. If they don't deliver, we will be back in a crisis very quickly. They have to deliver the first 2 weeks of September and right through the end of December with some very measurable changes in the institutions within Europe. That's no small feat, given we're talking about sovereign governments talking to each other here, not just the United States of America, where, of course, we all agree so much.
Well, a lot to look forward to in the next couple of weeks. Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, thanks as always.
Thank you.